Yesterday, I stood right here and did a memorial service, a celebration of life service for Rose Young. And it was just an honor, Bill. Thank you for the great privilege, Cindy, for allowing me to have a part in that service. And I preached from Psalm 23. Most of you know the beautiful psalm in Psalm 23. And I reminded the people that were there that this psalm was written through the eyes of the sheep. The first line in it is, "The Lord is my shepherd." And it's a great reminder for us to have that amazing relationship with the Lord. Because in this psalm, it tells us that, you know, if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall lack for nothing. If the Lord is your shepherd, He will lead you beside green pastures and still waters. If the Lord is your shepherd, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's great things that come with the Lord being your shepherd, which leads me to the passage that I really want to share with you today, because I am quite certain that as Jesus shared this passage in Matthew chapter 9, that in the back of his mind, Psalm 23 was right there. Hear the word of the Lord, Matthew 9, 35 to 38. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every sick disease and sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. When I read this, it's such a huge contrast to the sheep having a shepherd. And all of the blessings that come with having the Lord as your shepherd, these sheep do not. And Jesus looked upon them with compassion. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." We stand right now with last year at our back and the year ahead of us at our footsteps. We are in this amazing place where our fiscal year just ended and we're about to enter into a new year. So quickly, we're going to look back. We're going to look forward. And then I'd like all of us to look up. Looking back, we had a really good year. You heard the reports from the people on the staff. Outside in the foyer at the information table, you can find one of these things. It's the annual report. It's the written report of the people that shared today. If you'd like to save paper in your worship folder, there's a QR code where you can snap it and you will get this. And we don't have to chop down any more trees. Praise the Lord. And you can read all of the reports there. And the thing that I want to stress as we look back is that over the past year, I've focused on three things here at Mission Church. Number one, I've really focused in on church health, what it means to be a healthy church. The second thing I've really gave great emphasis to is the ministry of prayer. And the third thing that I constantly try to do is to live out our mission statement and remind you what those things are. Pastor Paul, you did not beat me because I shared the mission statement before you did. When it comes to church health, I constantly tell you that the church is not an organization. It is an organism. We are living. And as a living organism, all we have to do is really make sure that the living organism is healthy, and it'll grow naturally. You don't have to force children to grow. You don't step on their feet and stretch their bodies. What you do is you help them to be healthy. You feed them. You love them. Put a roof over their head. You make sure they get plenty of sleep. And you know what? Before you know it, our little children grow up to be adults. And when they become adults, they're healthy, and that's a good thing. They reproduce themselves. That's what healthy organisms do. And that's what healthy churches do. And my focus has never been to grow this church. It has only been to make this church a healthy place. And if we do that, I sincerely believe the church will grow naturally. In that we brought in 16 brand new members last year. Last year, we baptized 27 people. And we're going to add another 20 this year to the number that we had last year. And if you look around, our attendance continues to grow. There are fewer and fewer empty chairs beside you. And what an amazing thing to see God at work in all that we do. And I attribute the majority of the health and the growth in our church to the commitment that we have in prayer. To me, prayer has been the foundation of every good thing that has happened in the life of our church. Every week, there are two times a week that people gather to pray through the sanctuary, pray over every seat. The seat that you are sitting in today has been prayed over twice this week. The empty seats have been prayed that God would fill it. If you're a guest with us today, without even knowing it, you've been prayed for. We're asking God, fill the empty chairs with your presence and with people that need to know you as Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that's what we constantly do week to week. Along with that is the spiritual growth that's happening in our church, which has been so exciting because of prayer, but also because of the discipleship ministries that we've had. And I hope that many of you, I know many of you have been a part of Dish.com. And the testimonies that I have heard from our college students, from the adult, from everybody, even the children in our church, tell me that this has been amazing. That they've been able to memorize scripture and grow in their faith. Our focus on missions is unlike any church that I've ever been a part of or ever seen. And many of you have been a great part of our focus on missions. And the beauty of the focus on missions is that we look outward instead of inward, right? And we've gone to Tecate, down to Mexico, to Honduras, and to Bolivia. And every single one of you, if you have a passport and the willingness in your heart to want to go, there is a space for you to be able to go. We have two students that are a part of our church that will be going on LoveWorks trips this year. And then we have two families in our church that will lead two different LoveWorks trips that Point Loma does. It's been so exciting to see. And then the relationships that we have in our church that go far beyond our church that many people may not know about, but if you are interested in being a part of, you can. And that is the deepening of our relationship with God, the deepening of our relationship with one another, and the deepening of our relationship with the community that goes outside of the doors of Mission Church. Through you, we have made a great connection with the San Diego Rescue Mission. And one of the people in our church serves as a walk with me person that joins people there at the rescue mission and walks with them. We constantly have people in our church serving at Living Water over the week, serving the homeless there. We partner with Mid-City Church to serve refugees. And then, as you heard from Renata's report, our children go down and help with dispensing of food over the weekends. We go to many different Nazarene churches to help supply them, people to serve in their Sunday school classes, to lead their teachers to serve in Sunday school classes, to help them in their worship services, sending people that are here over to other churches. Over at Lakeside, where Pastor Robert and Holly serve, every week we have people from Mission Church going to help with their sound. This church is on the move and doing amazing things outside of this community that very few people even know about. But I share that with you only to give glory to God and to tell you that that is the sign of a healthy church. That we are moving way beyond the borders of our own sanctuary and only caring for ourselves. This is so exciting for me to share because it is at the heart of our mission to authentically love God, humbly serve one another, and intentionally share Christ. That is what we do. And it's my hope and prayer that if you are a part of our church, that you memorize that mission so that you can own that mission and live into it and be a part of it and find the things that you say and do live into what it means to be part of Mission Church, to make your lives a reflection of what it means to authentically love God, humbly serve one another, and intentionally share Christ. I am so grateful for the partnership that we have with Mission Nazarene Preschool under the leadership of Evie and all of our amazing preschool teachers and staff. We love you dearly because it is because of you that our Mission Nazarene Preschool families are a part of our church. And we welcome you and we're so grateful for each one of you. You are what makes the special days in our church so, so, so special. Oh, Palm Sunday 2 weeks ago, wasn't that amazing? We had over 340 or 50 people in this sanctuary, and weren't the tacos great? If it was, say amen. It was amazing. But the best part of that day was the message that our children brought to us. The gospel of Jesus Christ being shared by our children. So awesome. And then Easter with all of our baptisms. We talked about the fall festival that we have, our Ohana Sunday, Wanda helping our ladies and our children learn hula that honors and worships God. Mahalo Nui Loa. I mean, this is your church. And this is why we have so much to celebrate, because God is at work here and His favor remains upon this church. Do you know that outside here, many churches are struggling? Many churches are failing. People are really having a hard time out there. I talk to my pastor friends and it's difficult. And I come here every Sunday and I get to preach in this beautiful sanctuary. And I get the privilege to share God's word with each of you. And I tell you what, it is an honor. And I can see the favor of God on this church. Praise the Lord. That's looking back. Quickly looking forward. Because we are continuing to be healthy and grow, we're making plans. Plans in the future to have a second service or to do something so that we can accommodate the people that will continue to come into the life of this church. And I know that going to two services is challenging and difficult. I don't have an idea that to think that it's going to be easy, right? It's challenging to do that. And one of the reasons it's challenging is because I understand that growth brings some unique challenges. And I thought of a really good analogy for that. I don't see them in our service today, so I can talk about them. Two young guys in our church just got these two beautiful sports cars. Oh, there you go, DJ Langstrand. I see the fist pump. DJ he just got a brand new Mustang. Oh, it's gorgeous. And Josh Thurman just got a Camaro, right? Two beautiful sports cars. One day, Josh, DJ, both of you, one day you'll find a beautiful young lady. You'll get married. You'll have a couple of children. And then you're going to be faced with the problem of how do we get all four kids in the Mustang? And then you're going to come face to face with the reality of getting a minivan. That's where we're at right now, church. We're coming face to face with the reality of having to move out of our Mustang into a minivan. And trust me, that's hard. But you know what? Moving forward, DJ, I know you will do it. Because you love your family, right? And Mission Church is healthy, and we are continuing to grow. And when we do grow, and as we move into multiple services, whatever that looks like, it will be done in a spirit of unity. We'll be addressing the resources of human resources as well as the space that we have. And hear me in this, which is so important. We will emphasize and prioritize our progress over our convenience. That's looking forward. Now let's look up. Let's look to Jesus as our example. When we look at our city here in San Diego, we see the crowds. There are growing numbers of people in San Diego. They are sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus' response is one of compassion and one of prayer. When Jesus saw the people who were harassed, it was heartbreaking for him. And with compassion, he went to his disciples, and you know what the remedy for that is? Prayer. That is the remedy. He said, ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest field. And that's what we are called to do, to remain healthy. Because the harvest is plentiful in San Diego. And as we continue to pray, we know that it is God's desire for those that we pray for to come to know Him so that Jesus can be their shepherd. You received one of these right before Easter. And I asked each of you to take one and write down names of people that you care for and that you love and to lift them to God. Pray for them every day. Because I have seen and I have testified to you of the names of people that I have prayed for that have come into the kingdom of God by a simple cardboard paper. It's not the paper. It's the prayer. And even as I look on my sheet right here, number 5, I just started praying for them. And they're coming to church now. And church, if we're faithful to pray, not if, because we are faithful to pray, when the people on your card start coming, college students, you pray for your friends and invite them to be a part of what we're doing here. Our children are doing it. On Palm Sunday, Barbie came to me and introduced 2 friends that was on her card that she invited to church. One of our parents of our teenagers told me, he said, Gordon, the other day I was so frustrated. I said, what's the matter? Go to my daughter's room. It's just a mess. And those of you who have teenage kids understand this. So I'm doing her work after I've asked her to do it. She would never. I start cleaning up. And as I'm picking things up, you know what I find? Her prayer card with 10 of her friends' names on it. And I'm blessed. And I think to myself, if our teens and our children can do it, so can we. And when we pray, and when your friends, your family members, your children start filling in the empty seats, you will be so glad that we have begun talking about what it looks like to go to 2 services. And when all of that happens, next year, as I stand before you at next year's annual celebration, we're going to be probably talking about planting a brand new church so that we can send people out and start a new work. Because there's not going to be enough room for all of us in here when we are faithful to pray and care for the people that we love, to want them to know Jesus as we do. So that with compassion in our hearts, we share Christ, that He might be the shepherd to those who are lost, like sheep without a shepherd. We don't want that for those we love. We already know the shepherd. And all of the good things that come with having a shepherd, we're enjoying. Let's share that with the people that we love and care for that are without a shepherd. And with compassion, share your heart with them.